Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We just ended one of the warmest Octobers in Boston history. Will the warm weather continue into the first weekend in November? With a look, let's talk with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He joins us by Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So before we get to the weekend, let me ask a quick question about today. How's today look?
Well, today looks pretty good. We've got a lot of clouds around the area. There could be a sprinkle, but it's the temperatures, which are really fantastic if you like this mild weather, 65 to 70. And we could see 3 days over the next five or six, which near that 70 degree mark.
So what's that mean for the weekend?
Well, unfortunately, if you want the mild air on the weekend, it's not going to happen. So we have a very mild day today, a very mild one tomorrow, low, maybe even middle 70s if we get enough sunshine. A cold front comes through tomorrow night and clears us out for the weekend. So Saturday right now, a lot of sunshine. Temperatures here in southern New England in the 50s, but northern New England, if you're going up, perhaps camping, taking a walk, anything like that, temperatures in the 40s to lower 50s, so rather chilly. Sunday, the clouds come back. There may be a shower, not a washout, but shower possibility, and temperatures remain in the mid to upper 50s on Sunday. It turns milder again on Monday.
Any sign yet when the truly cold weather will arrive here in southern New England?
It's a great question, and the answer is probably nothing in the immediate future. As I look ahead towards next week, this front, which will come through here Monday, is going to bring more showers, so next Monday looks mild with shower activity. Then the front gets stuck to our south, and there is going to be some cold air building in southern Canada at that time. There may even be a storm system which moves along the coastline and brings us some rain here sometime during the middle of the week, and the possibility of snow up in the mountains, and that would be sometime on Wednesday. And again, we're getting pretty far ahead of ourselves. Long-range forecasts tend not to be great, but I still don't see any big cold air in the forecast during that time period. And here's the important factor. If November ends up milder than average significantly, then the winter has a high probability of not seeing as much snow as we typically expect, and the winter has a high probability of being milder than average. So November's kind of a linchpin here.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on November. Let me ask you one last quick question, though, about something that happens this weekend. It's fall back weekend clockwise, Saturday night. We set the clocks back an hour, get an extra hour of sleep. How early will that make sunset on Sunday?
So sunset on Sunday is at 4:32 in Boston, but the sun rises at 6:22. So we gain the time in the morning, but we lose it in the afternoon.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.